Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for the presentation. My name is Cristina Oliveira, and I am here in representation of Professor Humberto Varum from Aveiro University, that has been developing a lot of works in Adobe construction. And I'll be speaking in Adobe in Art Nouveau constructions in Aveiro. Okay, the summary of my presentation. I will speak a little bit of the examples that we have in Aveiro of Art Nouveau, and more specifically of Adobe construction and their problems and common pathologies. Then I will suggest some solutions for conservation and maintenance. Thank you. And I will speak of Major Pessoa House, that is now the current Art Nouveau Museum in Aveiro. I should say that I'm no architect or designer or urbanist, so if I please apologize me if I say something foolish in these areas. So we have here typical examples of Art Nouveau, the Tessel House in Brussels, or metro station entrance in Paris. In Aveiro, we have some examples, a little bit more simple. And to speak a little bit of the development of Art Nouveau, I have to speak of the geography of Aveiro. So, as you know, Aveiro is located relatively close to the sea, but in the old days it was at the seashore. But then with the development of with centuries and of embankments of the sand deposit, the seashore was going farther and farther. And the Aveiro Lagoon, Rio de Aveiro, was formed. And at a certain time, there was no connection to the sea. And this led to an impoverishment of the area of the commercial development. So it was in the 18th century that this embankment was removed, and the city was reflourished. So with this removal of the embankments, the commercial life of the city and the region gained a new life, and Art Nouveau was introduced as a new architectural language of this period. In relative to Portugal, in Aveiro in Portugal, Art Nouveau has had an appearance a little bit late in time. In Europe, it had its appearance in the end of the 19th century. In Aveiro, it was in the 1906 by architect Francisco Silva Rocha. The Art Nouveau style has predominance on decorative nature. An example is the Portuguese style with typical floral decoration. And one particularity that we have here is that Art Nouveau buildings were built in adobe. This was the typical construction in this region. So this new style was introduced using typical construction methods. So we have here some examples. If you have strolled around Aveiro, I'm sure you all have seen. This is not so far away from here. It's right in the center. And this is on your left, it's a pharmacy. And on your left, it's the Four Seasons a house, that each tile represents one season. We have several examples in Aveiro and also a little bit outside of Aveiro. We have on your left, that's Major Pessoa House, that I will be speaking about a little bit more promenized further. And we have many examples in the region also. Just to say that in Aveiro, there are 25% of buildings that are built in adobe, and in all the region, 40% of buildings are built in adobe. So Adobe can be found in several types of constructions, either urban or rural. We can see here the Portugal map, and we have this frontier that it might be Mondego River. And Mondego River, to the north, we have adobe construction. And to the south, we have rammed earth construction. So it's two types of earth construction with typical traditional methods. Adobe construction was used since ancient times. It has a lot of advantages. It is low cost. It uses local materials, so local availability. It's recyclable. It uses simple construction methods, so there is no need of specialized staff to build the constructions. It uses small quantities of energy, and it's a more sustainable construction practice with preservation of natural resources. It's a traditional construction, as I said, and it uses empirical knowledge with the non-specialized staff. What happened, particularly here in Aveiro, it was that with the coming of the cement industries and the concrete constructions, a little bit of this knowledge was lost, and we are now starting to recover and to find all this empirical knowledge. In terms of standards for rehabilitation and building with earth, well, there are a few countries with standards, and there's a need to develop more research on this area. For example, there's a lack of material and structural characterization. Aveiro University has been developing quite recently some research on this area with the mechanical characterization and structural behavior of adobe with the laboratory and in situ tests. We can see here some of the samples, and we can see here some of the tests performed. Here, I hope I have the mouse, yes. Here we have this this arch that was made in adobe, so the arch is made in adobe, and it was tested to vertical loads in one side and in the middle. Here was a wallet, adobe wallet, that was tested, and here, that while we'll speak a little bit further, it was a real scale adobe wall that was tested. And we also have performed in situ tests with to understand the traditional construction and to understand how the materials that were used. We go to specific buildings that are going to be demolished, and we test it to see their strength and their materials. In terms of the structural problems and pathologies of this type of construction, they are very vulnerable to natural phenomena, such as rains, floods, or earthquakes. They have a fragile behavior with limited mechanical resistance. They are very heavy. There's a high mass, very heavy structure, and requires a specific maintenance. They perform very poorly to horizontal actions, such as earthquakes. We have here some examples. I don't know if you remember. This is BAM, when there was the BAM earthquake. So BAM was, this was a citadel that had 2,000 years, it was 2,000 years old, and it was completely destroyed with the earthquake. So the majority of the existing adobe constructions are not well preserved or adapted to current structural, functional, or comfort requirements. And this in Aveiro, it's particularly important because we have such a high percentage of adobe buildings, so there's a need to adapt these constructions. In Aveiro, we have some specific problems. Because of the canals, the beautiful canals that you all have seen, I suppose, and the connection to the sea, there is a high groundwater level. So we have high levels of moisture in all the city and a high degree of salinity in the water. So this passes to the structure, and it conducts to problems. So the moisture rises up on the walls due to capillarity. And this moisture, there's also moisture infiltration due to poor drainage of rainwater or lack of adequate insulation. So what happens next? We can have efflorescence that we see here, and we have coating detachments also. We also have a cracking and high deformation in many structures. Art Nouveau arches. So when we think of the Art Nouveau style and Art Nouveau architecture, so we have those beautiful arches, and the form, the shape of the arch, it's very difficult to perform that in adobe, because adobe is such a heavy material that there are problems of the structural stability of those arches. So one of the reasons that we believe that Art Nouveau style was not developed so fully here in Aveiro was because of the construction material, because it did not allow to that fully exploration of the style. So we can see deformations of the facades with detachment and rotation of the facades. There's also a lot of degradation of stone elements, and in wooden elements we can see the swelling, the cracking, the bending, the action of biologic agents that is always introduced when we have water and moisture. There is a strong degradation of these elements, and it can cause the building safety, can put the building safety in problems. Also, because of knowledge, of traditional knowledge, sometimes there are incorrect rehabilitation interventions. So when there are problems in the adobe structures, people that are no specialists in adobe might try to introduce concrete or other elements that will ruin completely the structure, and it will ruin also the architectural performance. So this incorrect rehabilitation interventions, it's either in procedures that are performed because the material is fragile, so we cannot introduce strength in the materials that are introduced, and also the solutions that are applied with radical change of the architectural expression. For example, those Art Nouveau arches that I've spoken about, some buildings, and in Major Pessoa house it happened that because the arch had problems, their concrete columns were introduced to sustain the arch. So it ruined the arch completely. But it was a solution considered at the time. So for conservation and maintenance, it's the most important thing is to have an adequate insulation. So the problems that we have for related to water in the walls, in the structure, they are very very problematic. So there has to be an adequate insulation, either in windows, in rooftop, in walls, efficient drainage systems, and water pumps because of the high water level in the soil. Also, in the connections between the beams and the walls, there has to be a good ventilation. Otherwise, the moisture will accumulate and biologic agents will develop. Also, it's very important to conduct monitorization of cracks and deformation, and if required, containment of facades to prevent its detachment and its rotation. So bracing floors and roofs can be a solution, and seismic retrofit is also required. I don't know if you are aware, but Portugal is a country of moderate seismicity. So we don't have earthquakes not so often, but we already had in the past very strong ones, and so if it happened in the past, it will happen in the future, so we have to be prepared. And here in Aveiro, even if the seismic action is not so strong, the conditions of the soil might amplify this action. So we have to be prepared, and we have to prepare our structure for that. How can we do this? That with bracing corners with steel rods and placing resistant coatings to tensile stress like wire mesh, polymeric materials, or composite screens. And we can see here one of the tests that we've conducted in Aveiro University. So we gathered some adobe bricks from an old construction house that was going to be demolished. And we used that old bricks, and we built a wall in the traditional way, using the traditional materials. So we built the wall, and we tested the wall. After that, we had the wall presented several problems, and we tried a reinforcement method. So to understand the influence of the reinforcement that we were exploring. So we can see here the wall after being tested. It was all with these cracks, and we put it reinforcement. So first of all, we sealed all the cracks with an hydraulic mortar, not concrete, that will ruin adobe construction. Then we placed it a wire mesh just surrounding all the wall, and then we put a plaster, and we tested again. This test was a true horizontal action to perform to evaluate its behavior against earthquake actions, for instance. So we have here the results, and in the in black we have the original wall. In red, we have the reinforced wall. And just to try that you understand this graphic, so when we have a higher number of cycles, so this is displacement, okay, and this is force. So when we have a high number of cycles going back and forth, that means that the structure is more resistant to the shaking of the earthquake. So with this reinforcement, then we could improve the behavior of the structure. And this is a very simple reinforcement. So this is very simple to introduce in all the structures. And it's not expensive also. And we could also regain the strength of the structure, because after the original wall was tested, the strength just came down here. And then it collapsed. So we could regain the strength of the structure, and we regain also ductility, which is the ability to go back and forth. And so speaking a little bit of the Major Pessoa House, that is now the current Art Nouveau Museum in Aveiro. So this house was built by a project with architect Silva Rocha together with Ernesto Corrodi, and it was built between 1907 and 1909. It was classified in 1997 as building of public interest, and it was inhabited until 1995. But in 2001, due to heavy storms and floods occurred in Aveiro, this house was in a very strong high degradation, as we can see here. And in 2005, Aveiro Town Hall purchased the building for rehabilitation, and he conducted a rehabilitation, and now it's you can see that it's like this. So at the time when it was developed, the project of rehabilitation, the house and the structure presented strong problems in several elements, in adobe, in stone elements, in plaster and ceramic elements. As you can see here, the stone elements that had broken, and here the wooden elements, all with the action of biologic elements. So the water infiltrations and moisture with the hygrometric and high rate of salinity and the lack of insulation, the moisture ascension by capillarity conducted to several problems, as we can see here, with moisture problems and oxidation and corrosion in the metallic elements. You also can see that there was a crushing located in some resistant walls. The beams and the floors were completely rotten, with many problems. And there was also the facades presented excessive deformation and cracking. We can see here some of the problems, some of the cracking. So these pathologies were important pathologies, mainly due to lack of maintenance. And this degradation was in such advanced state that presented a high associated repairing costs. So it was decided together with the town hall that the posterior and rear facades and lateral wall were preserved, but a new steel frame was going to be built in order to ensure the global stability of the building. So a new wood frame was built for rooftop support, new wooden floors were installed, the stone elements were restored, and the paintings, the original carpentry, tiles, metalwork, stairs, and decorative sidewalk was also restored. So we can see here now the result, and I don't know if you have already been there, but if you haven't, I suggest you pay a visit because it's very interesting. It's a very beautiful building. So this, as a final remarks, Aveiro region has beautiful Art Nouveau buildings with significant historical value and architectural heritage. Many buildings are not properly maintained, and some are in a very advanced state of degradation. So it's very important that these buildings are restored and are recovered, because this is a very significant heritage that we should not lose. The particularity of these Art Nouveau buildings is that they are made of adobe, because this was the typical construction here in Aveiro. And you cannot find this in anywhere in the world. So only here in Aveiro you have Art Nouveau buildings of adobe. These buildings are located in the vicinity of Rio de Aveiro, in the lagoon of Aveiro, with its canals, and so there's the groundwater level is very high, and the problems associated with the water are very significant. These constructions, as cultural and historical heritage, nationally and international, are essentially to be properly recovered. And in the rehabilitation, the existing materials and traditional building techniques should always be taken into account. So adobe construction must be researched and investigated to understand what materials should we use and what materials should we not use. That is very important. So rehabilitation strategies of this heritage should be developed and implemented. And thank you very much for your attention.